Cincinnati trio Us Today just released their new album. It's called Computent, and you can see them at the Yellow Cab on July 13th. They're going to be on the stage with Goodnight, Goodnight, and O Condor. And I was able to catch up with the band as they were getting ready to release the album. Here's a little bit of my conversation with Us Today. Tell me a little bit about how it was that the three of you started making music together.
I went to college with Jeff and graduated from school and moved back to Cincinnati and ran into Joel at a coffee shop he was working at. And he had a picture of St. Vincent sitting on behind the cash register at this coffee shop. And this was back in 2010 when she wasn't as big as she is now. So at that time, that caught my eye and was like, oh, you know who St. Vincent is. That's cool. I listen to St. Vincent. I really like her stuff. And so that got Joel and I talking about music and realized that we were both in between projects trying to look for a band. And so he and I started playing together, and Jeff had just graduated and moved to Cincinnati as well. And so he and I kind of reconnected, and he became the third member of the band.
When you guys started playing together, did you know right away, like, oh yeah, yeah, this is it, this is the band? Or was it kind of just like, oh, let's kind of like jam together and see what's going to happen?
Well, we didn't even really write tunes together at first. It was more like, let's just get together, the three of us, and create some sounds and improvise and just mess around and see what happens.
Tell me a little bit about your writing process these days.
We tend to start with one or two simple general ideas and kind of build around those. It may be anywhere from three notes to a couple bars, but anything that kind of catches our ear. And it took us a little while to find our sound and to figure out what we kind of wanted to go with. But now that we figured that out, it comes a little bit easier.
I know that you guys have you know, shared quite a few awesome stages with quite a few awesome folks since you started in 2015. But what has just the first part of 2018 been like for you?
Oh, it's been kind of crazy.
Insane. Probably the busiest this band has ever been from any standpoint. I mean, a lot of it behind the scenes, but just when we got accepted for South by Southwest, it was kind of like, okay, pedal to the metal. And I was actually telling my wife, like, man, I can't wait until Sunday because I'm going to take a nap because it's just been so crazy. And that's the first time I'll have a chance to, like, actually relax and not have to worry about things. So it's been wild.
Yeah, we got accepted to South by Southwest and had about a month and a half to book a tour around it to get ourselves down to Texas. So we pulled it off. We had a full 10-day tour of shows on the way down to Texas and on the way back. And then we started to plan our releases basically around that performance. So we started releasing singles off the album, and the album was released on June 15th.
And so with the album out, what's next? What is the summer looking like for you all?
Well, we're trying to play in as many different places as possible right now, going on the road. We're what are considered weekend warriors. We all have day jobs in Cincinnati, so we end up booking most of our shows just on the weekends and doing concert runs that are usually anywhere from like 5 hours out from Cincinnati is usually a good amount of driving to do in one day. So we'll be doing that pretty much for the rest of the year to promote this album.
Nice, nice. I'm always so curious when you're working in you know, primarily instrumental, you know, touching on experimental music, does that make it easier or more difficult to fit on a variety of bills? Because when I listen to your music, I can hear you fitting in to so many different spaces and with so many different bands, but I could also see how it could be tricky, you know, trying to describe all of the different things that come into your music. Do you find that that's an advantage or a challenge?
I feel like it could be either one at any moment. Some people, it really depends on who's booking the show. Some people see that as an advantage and understand that our music can fit so many places because we have so many genres happening. And then other people I feel like are kind of a little bit more close-minded to it and hear us and can't readily think of anything else that sounds like us. Therefore, they're not willing to give it a try and not willing to think outside the box a little bit and put us on some shows with bands that don't sound like us exactly. So it has helped us and it has hurt us.
Yeah, I agree with that.
How would you all describe, maybe not even your own genre, but how would you each describe, you know, the kind of genres or influences that you're each bringing into the band?
That's a tough one. We get asked this question a lot, and we're always kind of like, well, you know, the three of us have very different backgrounds. The three of us, I feel like, are all influenced by very different things, and I think that has most to do with how our music sounds. So
we tried to use that as a strength more than a weakness of kind of creating well-rounded tunes rather than, I think that's why it's hard to define us, is because we do have a plethora of influences in our background. I think we all kind of listen to somewhat different music, but we all kind of have some of the same tastes. But we try to let that shine as much as possible.
Yeah, and playing instrumental music, we really do have a lot of freedom when we're writing to go in any direction at any moment. And so I even think on this album you really hear that some tunes go in weird directions.
We have more tools to work with.
Yeah.
For
we're
sure.
able to freely create and let our imaginations wander. And sometimes we get really crazy and experimental, and sometimes we're just straight ahead rock and roll.
That was my conversation with the members of Us Today. They're going to be celebrating the Dayton release show for their new album, Computant, on July 13th at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. They'll be joined on stage by Goodnight, Goodnight, and O Condor. So check that one out. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.